Welcome back, everyone. Today we are going to talk about clutter. So we're going to talk about clutter, physical clutter in your life when there's stuff everywhere. And then we're also going to talk about financial clutter and mental and emotional clutter that could be holding you back from reaching the next level and how that can just really affect you, affect your productivity and ability to grow to the level that you want to. So we're going to talk about ways to get rid of that clutter and also just how to be aware of the clutter, maybe using some of your outside resources, mentors to help you see what that clutter is and pinpoint it and get rid of it. So we'll jump right in and thanks for listening.
All right, guys, welcome back to another edition of the Entrepreneurial Juggernaut.
EJ.
AKA the EJ. Got Chelsea, got Dr. B. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is kind of a rare morning. We're usually an afternoon crew, I feel like.
Yeah, morning time feels
well,
weird.
I guess, well.
Well, we're later morning, usually. Yeah, later morning.
Yeah, maybe
we're bright and early this Friday, though.
I kind of like this. I don't even have a coffee. That was poorly planned because I had
Mine on the drive-in.
I had mine earlier, but
ready to
Chelsea's
go.
Loaded, double-fisted this morning with LaCroix. And you guys say LaCroix or LaCroix?
LaCroix. LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Yeah,
what do you say?
LaCroix.
I'm not French, so.
What the croix?
What the?
The croix is up with that.
Speaking of that, anyway, speaking of what the croix.
That's not today's call.
Could be. What the croix is that?
LaCroix. What the LaCroix? but today, so we just had another amazing tribe out in Kiowa Island, got together the best group of docs in the country, I'm convinced. And the numbers of the practices and the success and the expansion, I think, were inspirational.
Unreal. Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Holy shit. That being said, we then spent some time touring some offices after that in Atlanta. It was a big 9-day trip. We played some golf ahead of time, then jumped into tribe, then jumped into a little work, and then back and have been digging out of email and such ever since because growth continues and expansion continues. But I thought today, some of this is practices we toured, you know, because we see the difference between even the 100% that are absolutely crushing it and doing well, but not crushing it, I'll say. But also other practices, people coming up to us all the time, whether it's students that are asking what separates and, you know, what differences you see between your multi-million dollar producers and your average practices, but also just other docs telling stories and, you know, other companies and different things like that. So today, the theme is simply this: clutter. Clutter in your practice, clutter in your life, clutter in your finances, clutter in your mindset.
Clutter in your LaCroix.
Clutter in your LaCroix.
LaCroix.
We may try that in. So, but at least you're saying LaCroix now.
But, I might name this episode LaCroix Clutter.
We can do that. We can do that.
For fun.
And then make sure we get approval from LaCroix. So here's the thing, and I don't even know where to start. Let's start with physical clutter. Okay. Like this is actually like the clutter, the shit you see. I'm going to tie this into the best example I know, which isn't restaurant. It's not youth sports. I got a new one coming out.
I thought it was coming.
No, here it is. This would be the real estate world. And perhaps there's some realtors on here. And Chelsea, you've recently had a move. Brandon, you're looking at houses right now.
Right.
But so when you list your house, what's the one thing the realtor comes in and tells you?
Yep. Pick your shit up.
Right. Chelsea, say it. Chelsea went on mute.
Sorry. Yeah. Basically, they want you to clean everything out. Like they don't want it to look like anybody lives there except for the furniture. So to down bare bones, basically.
Exactly. Just clean, immaculate, not personalized. You know, I get that everyone has, you know, and it's great to have a picture here or there, like on your desk or something like that of your kids. And we all love our kids, right? So let's all, we'll come to grips with that. We all have the best family, the best spouses in the world. If I could fill my offices and my everything filled with Dr. Vanessa picks and Ty, Kale, and Alec picks, I would, right? But the thing is, other people don't like that. And when they come in, they don't want to see your hobbies, your interest, all that type stuff. They want a clean, immaculate office free of clutter. Now, that's just taking like some decoration stuff. Storage, old stuff that looks beat up and just obviously needs to be replaced. Like, people notice that. And the biggest detriment is people that live in that space or work in that space don't. It becomes just something they've seen. Those beat up corners on the wall, well, you see them every day. You have for 2 years. So, like, it's just the norm. But a new patient walks in and says, holy shit, man, that thing needs to be painted. The floorboards, the dust on the ceiling fan, right? The worn out carpet, everything that we're talking about here, it needs to be taken care of. And I think one of the biggest challenges we saw on this tour, and we can give maybe some specific examples. You know, we don't want to irritate any people, but I mean, there's a lot of shit that we saw. Give me a couple of examples, Dr. B.
The paint stuff, I'll start with that. There's just areas of a clinic that are used. So we have these chairs that patients sit in and they warm up and do exercises. The chair sometimes rubs against the wall. That back of the wall is just bare bone down to almost the drywall with yep. the paint wore off it. Where people come in and out of doors, chipped and just all, that's such an easy fix where you have that. And a clinic that's running 300, 400, 500, 600 a week, you're going to have that. There's a lot of traffic in and out of there. Yep. It's to be expected, but notice it, pay attention to it, fix it. Knick-knacky stuff. You had already said that. Chelsea, what did you call that? What's it called?
Tchotchkes.
I never
heard that. I know you guys all know what tchotchkes are. Dr. Brandon doesn't know about them.
I didn't know. Tchotchkes. Your grandma has all these little figurines, is what Chelsea said.
Dirty word.
Not crotchkes.
Not crotchkes.
But
that's a different problem. You don't want those either. But,
yeah. But the personal stuff that you mentioned, where docs will have different pictures, different little knick-knacky things, figurines, just that it meant something to them.
Right.
Patients, new patient coming in off the street has no clue what the little tchotchke in the corner is.
Or what it means.
It just
And honestly, some of the stuff that's very personal, like personalized to what things you like they wouldn't necessarily like offend people, but if you're not on that same level of liking that certain thing, it's kind of going to be like, well, that's weird. I'm in a doctor's office and I see that. That's kind of weird. Like very specific to a certain type of person or a certain interest or, you know,
furniture was another big thing where it was like just chairs that had just been worn out. The seating had been worn down from so many people using it. The sides of the desk were chipped or paint was built. And it's just like, get rid of that. Or it's a $20 office chair.
You got to replace it. Right? Even if it's a $100 office chair.
Yeah.
And even carpet, but to replace a small room of carpet, I don't know, $800 to do an entire office.
Well, and I think these two things are a little like, I kind of think of these two things as two different categories. Some of it is inevitable wear and tear that you're going to have to replace and update and refresh. Like, I think at least every 6 months, you should take a look at your clinic and be like, what areas need to be touched up. But then the clutter and the tchotchkes is a whole nother thing, because that just should never find its way into the office.
That takes a day, right? You can take the tchotchkes all down in one day. And, you know, clean things up. Like you said, that's a different category than remodeling, but you don't have to do a massive remodel if you take care of stuff along the way, you know? So it's fresh paint, it's cleaning and painting the floorboards, it's areas that the chairs hit the wall. It's, you know, there's different things you can do. It's those cans of paint that sit in your back room that you haven't opened once since the office was done. Those are there for touching up paint. That's why you saved them. Otherwise, throw that shit away because you're not going to use it. So that stuff is there, but I think that, and we'll say, one of the biggest differences between offices that are booming, and not always, because I have seen offices that are booming that are cluttered, and I have seen that are immaculate that are not killing it, but a common theme, and that's what we're looking for, is playing the law of averages here. Offices that are cluttered are not really attracting success at the level they want to, and it's pretty common, and they don't see it, which is frustrating, so...
I'll give a shout out because we toured so many that day, and I won't mention any ones that we didn't like, but some of the ones we did, and I'll mention Dr. Austin and Mandy down in Atlanta. They had just done a remodel, but even when you walked into the place, the smell, Mandy said she had some candle in there. I don't know what the hell it was. Some
hitting the senses.
The smell of the practice as soon as you walked in was invigorating. And then the look of it, the light, the sound, the stuff we talk about all the time, but was just immaculately clean. So when you walked in, you knew you were in a place of excellence. And it's like, wow, that's just from the hitting the five senses there.
But I will say, and I agree, they did an amazing job. What's the first thing we noticed when we went there and the one thing we take home?
Right. Their sign on the outside of their building. It's an older sign. So I'm sorry, Austin, man, I get to brag on you and pick on y'all in one conversation, but it just had faded. Same thing from the sun. They've been open for 5-6 years now. It's just the sun and Georgia beat the hell out of that sign. It was one of the first things. It just didn't match. The outside and the inside didn't talk.
Exactly. Well, and again, that's not like clutter or something they brought in that they shouldn't have.
But,
that's just
attention to a detail.
That's just wear and tear. Yeah, wear and tear.
I get it. It's so fun. Like, that's a $5,000, $6,000 expense. But at the same time, you want everything to match.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you want to do all that. So the other thing we'll talk about clutter-wise, clutter's not just physical, right? So let's go to financial clutter. Because often we see people in presentations or in the practice not doing what they want to, or making less than they want to, and their QuickBooks. We could bring Aiden in for this part of the call. Because like, if your finances aren't in order, I'm talking people haven't balanced in weeks and months, and they don't know their numbers to the level. Now, thankfully, not a lot of 100% practices fall into this category. But some allow their QuickBooks to get maybe a little unorganized, you know, and it's like a house of cards. You had actually said that, Dr. B, the other day. Like, you have a practice that on the outside looks successful, but you have, you know, it's not really there because there's too many third party charges that are actually, you know, a huge overhead of your practice, or there's too many expenses that you're not monitoring properly, or you have so many personal stuff mixed in with your business stuff and it's a mess. So like, one thing I've learned, and this is almost 100% of people, successful or not, like, success does not flow to financial clutter. If your books are a mess and you don't balance every day and you don't review the end of day sheet and whatever your business you are and make sure that it matches to the penny, then you will not attract success at the level that you want to.
Big time. You see it all over.
So, you know, how to do that? Well, a couple things. One, you dive in and organize, right? So you sit down, you call QuickBooks if you need to, you call Chase if you need to, you call your accountant if you need to. You also have a realization of like, you know what, I suck at this. I hate it. I don't like it. I'm not good at it. Then you hire somebody. Then you sit down with them for a few hours, let them kind of know what's going on, and then you don't have to do it. Now, I'm a firm believer that you always have to have enough knowledge of your finances so you can monitor even if someone else is taking care of it for you.
Jay, I was in a clinic. This is several years ago, but I was in a clinic and they were struggling. They said, hey, can you come down and help us out? I said, yep, let me come down for a few days and see what I see. So as I get there, the second day I'm there, I find this file drawer. It's kind of stuck. I go to open it. Won't even budge open. I finally jar it open. These clutter of papers comes falling out on the floor. And it's the end of day, what we call end of day sheet, but literally what transactions occurred during the day. And they're just all over. I'm like, holy crap. Like, they've just been jammed into this drawer. So I literally sat down for almost an hour, organized them all by date, July, June, August. And as I'm organizing them, literally $200 bills, cash, money, falls out of the stack of papers. And this is a clinic that is struggling at the moment to pay its bills, to get things going. There's literally $100 bills falling out of this drawer that they could use to go towards expenses. But it was so fucked up and messed up that they couldn't even jam the drawer anymore full. And right then and there, I said, this is part of what's your problem? And he didn't get it at the moment. The doc, I said, your financial clutter is so evident right here. It's no wonder you're not attracting more from the universe.
Yep.
You're not ready for it. I can see it right here. You're not ready to get that abundance into your life because it's so messed up.
Well, and you want to ask, how the hell did you balance that day?
Right. Where did that $200? Yeah. Right.
So he was kind of happy, like, oh, sweet, $200. But we're thinking like there was a day that you took in $200 in payments and you didn't deposit that into the bank, and that didn't raise any red flags.
Right.
Like, we used to stay an hour after work if we were like over a dollar off.
Yep. Figure it out.
Right. And so, you know, you can't take it out of your petty cash. You can't balance it from money that just isn't really what you need. You need to figure out where that money's coming from, where it's going, and speak for every dollar. Take the money to the bank every night.
You know, well, and honestly, in our offices, the system we use, it's like you should be to the penny. Like, the reports and everything are so spot on that really there's, you know, and there's enough ways to audit accounts and audit transactions that happen for the day and, you know, the daily detail that really, like, nothing should be off.
No, and transparency in this form means like everything is so viewable and trackable. That's what a good business is. So if you want to go in and it's a tax question or, you're trying to get a mortgage, or, you know, you want certain reports. It's not like, oh shit, I got to go redo the last 3 years of QuickBooks. It's just simple, like print reports and here it is. You know, here's my cash, my balance statement. Here's my P&L, current year, last year, and everything is dialed in. You know, then you have your taxes and things like that. But financial clutter is a big issue. And I don't know how some businesses make it, because it is such a shit show. And I would say there's 10, 15% of profit that just goes by the wayside, whether it's stolen, whether it goes missing, whether it's never charged. There's nothing worse than a business saying, oh shit, you look at an account and you're like, that guy hasn't paid anything for 3 months. And they've been coming in our case, for care. And it's like, oh, how, when he comes in every day, doesn't someone look at it? And didn't someone see? And like, what is going on? And it may be like, well, he was a PI patient in 2019. And then he was deciding what he wanted to do. And then he just kept coming and we just kind of let it happen. Like, it's killing your numbers. And you've got to make sure that you pay close attention to that. Otherwise, so I mean, the financial clutter kills you, man.
Kills you. One thing I've seen a lot in offices, not always, but is like we have like the $100 petty cash, you know, to make change for people. I'll go in and offices have like just random amounts all the time. And I'm like, well, where's the rest of it? Or why do you have so much? Oh, we didn't make the deposit this week. I'm like, why not? Why didn't you put that money in the bank? You know,
right.
You have so much extra money here. You're just waiting for it to get taken or lost or.
Right. You know, so here's the thing. I'm not a petty cash, you know, I'm not an accountant kind of guy, but I am a clutter free financial kind of guy. So I'm blessed to have Dr. Vanessa, who's a financial genius. And then of course she has a team of accountants with her, but petty cash, the one thing I'll say, so petty cash is $100. Petty cash is for, I want to buy the team coffee. I want to, it's a, you know, a mail carrier that comes in that there's like pay on delivery or just something weird. Any weird shit that happens on a day-to-day basis that you may need cash to do. Every night, that too balances. If it's $100, you either have $100 cash or you have $70 cash and $30 worth of receipts. And you use that until you need to replenish that. You use those receipts to properly put those in your QuickBooks, and then you replenish it. It's not a pool of money you take from money that wasn't accounted for on take it for that day. And that thing drives me nuts, man. Balance petty cash every night. Put a receipt in there and then have the staff that counts that staple it to the petty cash drawer, wherever it is, and say $100. All right, 70 in cash, 30 in receipts, signed Cindy, right? And that way you can go back and see it, what day that was gone. That's my financial tip for the day, folks.
Well, a big part of what you just said there is that you have a system to do that. We've had systems in place for that forever. So I think for some, if this is tapping you on the shoulder of, hey, I got financial clutter, then you got to start to create some system to clean it up. And maybe, like you said, it's not you doing it, but create a system that your team, your staff, your accountant, whoever can follow to help you keep the clutter cleaned up.
Yes, big time. So another example, and again, not my normal restaurant or youth sports, this one, like, we know how good it feels when you clean clutter out of your life. We've all gone through that Saturday where you're like, you know what, I'm just going to organize my damn closet. There's clutter everywhere. You take shit out, it goes to Goodwill, you get rid of outdated clothes that don't fit, clothes you don't like, clothes you haven't worn. You reorganize everything, you know, like, and then you're like, you're literally proud to stand there and look at what's going on. Like, you made an impact. It feels good. You get rid of 190 metal hangers that have been sitting there that you take, you know, that are taking up all this room. Same with the garage. We've all gone through cleaning the garage. He says, then it feels good to go out into the garage. But it just accumulates shit all the time. And it becomes this mess. So like, if you can do this, the good news is, and like the tchotchke example, like that can happen this weekend. Like, you can listen to this and then tomorrow I'll be like, you know what, I'm going to organize blank, my QuickBooks, my closet. I don't give a shit what you organize, but hopefully it's your business. And when you do that, then Monday people start to show up a little bit different. It feels a little better. It's a little more organized. Patients start to notice and they'll start to say things like, it smells good in here. It looks good in here. Oh, that's nice. So paint costs virtually nothing. Right. Carpet costs very little. A remodel is pricey. I get it. But you're going to find significant positive response from your customers and clients when you put in the work to make sure it looks clutter-free for them when they come in?
And Jay, not to beat a dead horse, but I have another example. A couple weeks ago, our nanny, the kids are going to be gone with Rebecca to somewhere else. Our nanny's hired on salary, so she's coming over anyway. So she's like, what else could I do? The kids are gone, but I'm still going to be here. So she was cleaning stuff, and she said, what else could I do? I said, actually, can we clean out the fridge? Like, the fridge is kind of, it just needs a clean out. So she does. She goes through, she takes everything out, wipes it all down, puts it all back in. And I got home that night. I forgot I had asked her that. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, I didn't know we even had, like, we have porcini peppers and we got all this stuff. Right. I'm like, what? I didn't even know we had that
five
in there.
Jars of them.
Yeah. But all of a sudden I'm like, I can find everything. It wasn't this disaster. And it was exactly like you said, it was refreshing to open the fridge and see, oh, there's all our stuff.
Were y'all inspired to like make a really fancy gourmet meal dinner? That night? Yeah. But
kind of so, like kind yeah. of yeah. in your kitchen. Like it's, so it's like the same with the pantry. So I mean, we could list a million yep. different things of what feels good to do. A new house feels good because it's clutter-free. Mm-hmm. A new house feels good only when you get all the boxes and shit out of it, unpacked, gone, and then it feels and looks great because you can reset it up all fresh. It's just over time, this clutter starts to develop. And so the little knick-knack stuff, that's important. In our world where systems matter, you know, our artwork is very important that it looks fantastic. It's all made to be very appealing to every client that walks into our practices. So, you know, while sometimes we may catch a little flack for like, were you really telling people what poster to put where? Yeah, because it looks fantastic. And look at the franchise world.
Like yeah, I was just going to say, like every franchise you walk into that's successful, like you don't see knickknacks everywhere. You don't see like little things. You know pretty much the color scheme it's going to be when you walk in. You know what type of art is going to be up at least. Yes. So on the other side of that, what would you say is, I mean, do you think there's anything that people can do, can get away with by to personalize their space? Or do you think that's more just the energy and the music and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I think those kind of fall into clutter as well. So, I mean, I think there's a fine line of what you want to do. So, you know, your personality, I would say, is important that you put into a practice or a business, you know, but your life is not important. That's your house. Your house can have you everywhere, right? That's great, unless you're selling it, which is what we started the call. But, you know, so yeah, I think, you know, your music, you want to make it your own. You want to be proud of this. And like I said, a picture or two here or there in your office maybe that are there for you to look at and you can show people if you want to and things like that. But when people that are new patients in our world walk in, we want to show them, and healthcare is very important. And this is restaurants also. These are like neatness matters. People want to eat in a place and they want healthcare in a place that's immaculate.
Yep.
So if you go into a restaurant bathroom, you guys all know, you're like, oh God, I wonder what the kitchen looks like. I mean, so in that world, it was so important to be immaculate in the restaurant world. Healthcare is the exact same way. And even though chiropractic is different than a hospital, right? We want it to be so organized and just look appealing. And, you know, that's also, like you mentioned, that's the smell. You know, it's got to smell fantastic. It has to sound, you mentioned music, at the right level, the right music, and in great speakers, not like a high tinny, like, you know, yeah. a small cheap speaker.
Tchatchky.
Not a little tchatchky speaker. But, so people notice this shit. And so they don't notice it by saying, it just feels good in here. But when they walk in and it feels right, it's clutter-free, the music's amazing, the staff is fantastic, they're dressed great. It's seasonal, like our offices right now are just crushing Halloween. They're having so much fun. It's all the offices are decorated. But you know what? On Monday, no one wants to see that shit because they're thinking about turkey and things like, so, you know, pumpkins need to go away. So it's fun to do that. But then that stuff that becomes seasonal turns to clutter on Sunday morning. And you got to get rid of that stuff right away before people show up in November, because in November, they're already on to can't wait to see my family, can't wait to have Thanksgiving, things of that nature.
Okay, so we brought up physical clutter. That's an easy one to see, literally.
And financial clutter.
Financial clutter, not so much, but we've talked about that a little bit. How about mental or emotional clutter?
Yeah.
I think that's a big one as well when we're going into kinds of clutter.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. The mixed messages that go through people's heads, and you know, they need to, this is a weekend seminar, right? But people have got to dial in their mental goals, their vision, where they're going, what's short term, what's 5 year, what's 1 year, what's this week's goal, It's knowing your numbers. It's knowing what you want to get to and not settling for less, but trying to do 100 different things at once. And some of them are even not even going in the same direction. That's clutter. And yeah, clutter in your brain is going to lead to non-success of achieving your goals in this case, because you don't know what the hell to do. You know, so
I also think, you have to clean that out. I also think, like, when it comes to like mental and emotional headspace clutter, like even just organizing different compartments in your headspace for, like, we're all going through different shit at different times in our lives, and being able to like leave that at the door when you walk into your office and switch gears, which I know some people are really good at doing that. I feel like I was pretty good at doing that, especially when I was working with patients. When I had stuff going on, just like, it didn't bother me throughout the day because I just didn't think about it. And I focused on the patients and giving to them, but some people bring that in with them and it's just then filled with drama and there's tension and things like that. And I think it can be super toxic in different environments. So just being able to leave that kind of stuff at the door when you come in, you know?
Well, like, I mean, this to me is golf, right? So, I mean, golf is cluttering your brain.
Here we go.
Well, yes. And so, I mean, like there's days where you go out and you just can't miss. Like, you don't have to think about what you're doing. You just, your swing feels good. You hit the ball. It goes where you wanted it to. It's fun. And that's enjoyable. There's days where it doesn't go that way. And you have 50 things in your brain that you're telling yourself every time to get this ball to go the same way. It's keep the left arm straight. It's don't bend the knee. It's balance your weight. It means like all these things. And all you're telling yourself is don't hit left, don't hit right. And all that happens is a shit shot, right? From personal experience, trust me, that's what happens if you haven't played golf. And so in golf, it's the exact same way. If you have all this stuff that's cluttered in your brain and you're not just allowing yourself to stick to the simple systems and make it happen, it's never a good result. And so it's, you know, then you go to the practice range and you work out that clutter. So that's what you do in life too. You sit down, you're going to go through stuff. How do you declutter? What are your new goals? Who's going to do what? Prioritize and get it organized. And so that's, you know, we're asking you to go to the life driving range right now and kind of practice what's going on and reset your goals. And it's a good time because it's fucking November. And in 2 months, we turn the calendar page to January.
Wow, the analogies today are just flowing. Ooh, so, I can't remember where I heard it, but I've always kept it with me somewhere. Someone said, if I talked to you, Jason, if I talked to you, Chelsea, sometimes like I talk to myself in my head, you guys would punch me in the nose. You'd be like, well, you're such a dick. And but I realized that I'm like, why I tell myself stupid stories or I talk to myself in my own head so negatively sometime. And I'm like, why? I would never say that to a person in front of me. Why do I say it to myself?
Still talking golf here.
Still talking golf. You're a bad golfer.
Sometimes you say mean things to me too. I was going to say.
No, that's just you, Chelsea. Not our listeners.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, where does that come from? I don't understand where I can feel like I have the right to talk to myself like that. I certainly don't. But when it comes up, I'm much more conscious of it to be like just a pattern reset in my brain of like, that's not right. That, no. Don't come up with that story.
Well, it all comes back to energy, right? And so, I mean, it's Bruce Lipton type stuff. It's epigenetic type stuff. It's amazing if you study it to this level, but we're all energy. And how we resonate is what we achieve. And it's nothing more than a vibration of energy. That's who we are. That's what we are. And so when you have negative energy, then you get negative health, you get negative success, you get negative financial success, you get negative relationship success. And so it absolutely boils down to that. And by the way, like, do yourself a favor, if you don't know who Bruce Lipton is,
yep,
and especially if you're a chiropractor, you should absolutely be listening to that guy and studying him because he's one of the most brilliant men on the planet. And
Pick Up His Biology of Belief is his one book you guys need to read for sure.
An amazing book. So, all right, let's bring this home. People know no clutter. What say you, Chelsea, to wrap this up?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect day on a Friday to be able to jump into your offices or your place of business or even just your house and take a step back and look at where the clutter is, the physical clutter. And if you can't see it, then remove the stuff that you can see and then take a video and send it to an honest friend or family member and say, what should I declutter from this space? And just take action steps towards it this weekend. Monday will feel a lot better.
I like it. Dr. B.
I want to challenge you guys. Let's go with the physical side of clutter. So I'll do the same thing. I'll commit to it today too. Pick one thing in your house, your office, your restaurant, whatever place of business. I know there's one thing. I can think of an area in my my closet at home to tackle. So like Jason said, you're going to feel so good when you go in, clean it out, donate it to Goodwill, throw it, trash it, whatever. When you get it done, it'll feel so good to be in there. So pick one area of your physical clutter. Everyone has it, and commit to fixing it this weekend.
I like it. I have two, and I host a show, so I can do two.
Oh, man.
One is because you reminded me of it, is everyone has that little back closet. Like if right now you can honestly take a look at your office, go through it, and there's that one closet you're like, oh, I don't want anyone to see that. I hope no one opens that door.
Is that your clutter closet?
Like that shit flies out of that closet when you open it, and you feel like you have to make excuses every time someone sees it. Like you can organize that. And if you're like, well, there's too much shit. No, build shelves, organize it, do something with it. Get rid of shit then, if that's what you need to do. Get that closet done. It starts with that. My other point that I wanted to have is there's a lot of you that haven't even opened your business or practice yet. The beauty is you have it better than anybody. You have zero clutter. So start with no clutter and it's much easier. But don't let this stuff pile up. Keep on it weekly, daily, balance your finances, balance your goals, but certainly declutter your office and your business and keep it going. So
find that OCD person in your life and tell them to hold you accountable for it.
Yep. Take a picture of your office every night when you leave and see if you would send that to the EJ as like, this is what it should look like when you all leave. It should be nothing on the desk. There shouldn't be anything on there. It should be immaculate. You'll feel better when you come in the morning and you'll be in the mindset to kick ass and build a dynamic company. Absolutely believe that. So, all right, guys, good to get together, declutter that that life, and we'll see you here on the next EJ call.
Bye. Peace. Have a good weekend.